This is IRIB English Radio. Coming up is the news.
Iran has cast doubt about the seriousness of the United States in rejoining the 2015 nuclear deal. Britain disputes a French claim that London and Paris have reached a deal to defuse a row over post-Brexit fishing rights. And Russia reports nearly 41,000 new coronavirus infections, its highest single-day case tally since the start of the pandemic. I'm Marcy Hashimi. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, Iran has cast doubt about the seriousness of the United States in rejoining the 2015 nuclear deal. Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdullahian says if the U.S. is serious about rejoining the agreement, President Joe Biden can issue an executive order to do so. Amir Abdullahian says if the U.S. has a serious will, there's no need for all these negotiations at all. Well, the top Iranian diplomat also rejects as unacceptable if the U.S. wants to retain sanctions imposed by former President Donald Trump. Those sanctions hit Iran after Trump withdrew the U.S. from the nuclear deal in 2018, making the accord run into trouble. In April of this year, Iran and the remaining parties began talks on how to resolve the issues. The situation has been tense in the occupied Al-Quds during the past few hours after a group of Israeli settlers escorted by armed soldiers entered the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound. Local sources are telling us that dozens of settlers have performed Jewish rituals at the mosque. Our correspondent in Ramallah, Mona Kandil, explains why Palestinians see these visits as provocative.
What happened this morning is that dozens of Israeli settlers stormed the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, protected by Israeli police officers. They toured the area there, and then, according to local sources, they performed their Jewish rituals there. It's forbidden for Israeli settlers to perform any of their prayers or any kind of prayers, even the so-called silent prayers inside the Al-Aqsa Mosque complex. And this has angered the Palestinians. Last month, there was a ruling by an Israeli court that allows the Israeli settlers to perform their silent prayers. However, after rejection and condemnation, anger reactions from the Islamic world, the Palestinians and Jordan mainly, the Israelis said that they retreated back this decision. For the Muslims, it's a very important and sacred place. Palestinians, Muslims are allowed to pray there. Other religions can come and only visit, not inside the Al-Aqsa Mosque, but the complex of the Al-Aqsa Mosque. However, Palestinians are saying that settlers continue to raid the Al-Aqsa Mosque complex almost on a daily basis, and some of them do not respect the agreements that these are only visits, not for the prayers. They pray there, they perform their silent prayers and their Jewish rituals, which is not allowed. That's why clashes continue to take place between Palestinians and Israelis in that area from time to time.
Meanwhile, Israel's tightened blockade on the Gaza Strip has minimized the chance of thousands of unemployed Palestinians looking for jobs in the occupied lands and the West Bank. This has led to an unprecedented rate of unemployment in the impoverished enclave. Rubat Shabat brings us more.
Tens of thousands of Palestinians are lining up in front of the chambers of commerce across the Gaza Strip, hoping to get permits from the Israeli side to walk in the occupied lands and the West Bank. This comes after Rahmer saying that more permits are set to be issued for the first time following the recent escalation on the Gaza Strip.
It is hard to believe that Israel is going to issue permits for us to work in occupied lands and the West Bank. Since 2019, no permission has been issued by Israel. We have been jobless since then. Now Israel says it is going to issue new permits, but it has set hard conditions for us.
In light of the deteriorating economic situation in Gaza with the high unemployment rate of more than 53% and poverty reaching about 70%, Palestinians hope to obtain the permits to find work opportunities in the occupied lands and the West Bank that will help them to reduce their poverty. Since Israel withdrew from the Gaza Strip in 2005, it no longer allowed Gaza workers to obtain permits that would enable them to work, as tens of thousands of workers used to go out daily to work in the occupied lands as their only source of income in the fields of construction, agriculture, industry, and tourism.
The Israeli blockade on the Gaza Strip has led to an unprecedented level of unemployment in the Gaza Strip. Meanwhile, about 70% of Palestinian families suffer from lack of food, and this is all due to the collapse of Gaza's economy.
The Chamber of Commerce says Israel should be held accountable for the growing rate of unemployment in Gaza. The daily hardships endured by Palestinians, along with the crippling blockade imposed on the Gaza Strip, led thousands to search for work opportunities outside Gaza. Palestinians called on the international community to end the siege and develop solutions to reduce high rates of poverty and unemployment. Ruba Shabet, Gaza.
Well, Lebanon's Information Minister George Kodayi has ruled out resigning from his job amid pressure from Saudi Arabia and its allies over his criticism of the war in Yemen. Kodayi has said his resignation is out of the question. He's been at the center of a dispute with Riyadh after he said the Saudi-led Yemen war was futile. The Lebanese minister also said Yemen's Ansarullah forces are defending themselves against an external aggression. Kodayi made these comments in an interview before taking office. The interview was aired earlier this week. On Friday, Riyadh expelled Lebanon's envoy and banned all Lebanese imports. Bahrain and Kuwait followed suit, and that's while the UAE withdrew its diplomats from Beirut. Lebanese resistance movement Hezbollah has said the Saudi-led campaign against Kodayi is unjust. Well, a dispute between the UK and France over post-Brexit fishing rights is dragging on. London has now rejected Paris's claims that they have agreed to defuse the row. The British government says it is up to France to make the first move. London also urged Paris to step away from threatening to block French ports to British vessels. France is anchored by a decision from Britain and Jersey last month to deny fishing licenses to dozens of French boats. Paris has said the move was in breach of the Brexit deal. Tensions between the two European nations escalated on Wednesday. That's when France detained a British trawler and fined another during some checks. Now, Paris also promised more retaliatory measures. Russia setting yet another record high in its daily COVID infections as the worst-hit country in Europe. Nearly 41,000 new infections there just over the past 24 hours. That raises the overall caseload to over 8.5 million. There have also been nearly 1,200 deaths during the same period. It's the 12th consecutive day that Russia's reporting over 1,000 fatalities. The total tally now nearing 238,000. Officials are blaming a slow vaccination rollout for the worrying upward trend. The government is enforcing a workplace shutdown during this first week of November across the nation. The world's richest economies, known as the G20, have ended their summit in Rome. They've agreed to speed up plans to tackle climate change, but failed to offer concrete commitments. According to their final statement, the G20 agreed upon limiting global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius. However, they fell short on a target of zero emissions by 2050. The G20 leaders at the same time pledged to stop financing new coal plants internationally. UN Chief Antonio Guterres has reacted to the outcome of the Rome summit. He said the meeting disappointed him and did not fulfill his hopes. Activists echoed the same comments. The G20 bloc accounts for an estimated 80% of global greenhouse gas emissions. Well, hundreds of climate protesters rally in Belgium's capital, Brussels, calling on world leaders to take decisive action to tackle global warming. The protesters marched through Brussels toward the European Parliament. Demonstrators waved flags and chanted slogans to pressure the G20 leaders as they prepare to gather in Scotland for the COP26. Now, the protest follows calls by the UN Secretary General. Antonio Guterres has urged those attending the G20 summit to show more ambition, take action, and overcome mistrust in order to advance climate goals. Climate change is among issues topping the G20 agenda. Well, the leaders of the world's richest economies have met in the Italian capital, Rome. The group known as the G20 is made up of 19 countries plus the European Union. The G20 leaders have held discussions on how to deal with the world's challenges, including climate change, COVID-19, and soaring energy prices. And on the sidelines, Iran was also a hot topic.
The group was formed to address major issues related to global economy. It is composed of world's largest economies, including Brazil, Britain, China, Germany, India, and the US, among others. These member countries account for 80% of the global GDP, 75% of global trade, and 60% of the world population. But the G20 has been criticized for its limited membership, particularly for its underrepresentation of African countries. There are also disputes over the legitimacy of the G20 and criticisms of its organization and its declarations. The group has failed to address its previous promises, like inequality, social justice, poverty, capitalism, and unemployment. Therefore, the summits are often met with protests, especially by anti-globalization groups. This year, the G20 annual summit gathered the international leaders of world's biggest economies for a two-day meeting under the chairmanship of Italy in Rome. The summit was the first in-person meeting in over a year after the 2020 summit was virtual due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Still, Chinese President Xi Jinping and Russian President Vladimir Putin participated in the summit virtually. The member states addressed several global challenges, such as the pandemic, climate change, spiking energy prices, supply chain disruptions, and so forth. The bloc is under pressure to make headway on tackling global warming. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned G20 leaders to show more action to overcome mistrust to advance climate goals. These nations account for roughly 80% of the global greenhouse gas emissions. This year's event comes amid protests at inaction to address the problem of climate change. On Friday, thousands of school students staged a rally calling on the G20 summit to deal with the crisis. Other groups, including the charity Oxfam, also held a flash mob in Rome. They demanded world leaders end global inequality of access to coronavirus vaccines and treatment. In fact, wealthy nations such as the US have implemented a Me First policy by stockpiling vaccine doses and offering booster shots, while many poor countries are still waiting to receive their first COVID jabs.
Well, they have failed to end inequality, to end poverty, and to slow and change the trajectory of climate change. because the leaders of these governments simply don't care about those things.
Well, the leaders of the United States, Germany, France, and Britain gathered on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Rome on Saturday. They discussed the way forward in talks with Iran over its nuclear energy program. They urged Tehran to, quote, change course to avoid what they call a dangerous escalation. Now, that comes as Iran has already announced its readiness to resume negotiations.
After Washington imposed fresh sanctions against Iran, the United States and the European signatories to the 2015 nuclear deal have urged Iran to return to the talks soon to avoid what they call a dangerous escalation. In a joint statement following the G20 summit, US President Joe Biden, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, French President Emmanuel Macron, and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson have called on Iran to, quote, change course. That's a reference to Iran's remedial moves on its nuclear commitments. Tehran stood by its obligations for a whole year, but started cutting back on them in response to the U.S. abandonment of the deal in 2018 and the failure of the European parties to keep their side of the agreement. Iran says it's ready to restart negotiations in late November, but wants to see the verifiable removal of sanctions as an outcome of the talks. Washington, on the other hand, targeted Tehran's drone program with a new set of sanctions on Friday, a move which Iran says is at odds with the White House claims of wishing to rejoin the agreement.
They will justify it by saying that Iran wouldn't come back to the bargaining table. They will not look at the fact that it was the United States that withdrew, and the United States that must make the first major moves to resurrect this agreement. But this summit is certainly a place where many, many discussions occur, many issues are on the table to be resolved. The situation with U.S. violation of the JCPOA is certainly one of them, but it is being ignored.
Iran has been under the most intense scrutiny and inspection by the IAEA than any country in the world. Meanwhile, Tehran has time and again stated that its nuclear program is peaceful and it was among the first nations to sign the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. Tehran's stance is clear. Effective removal of anti-Iran sanctions and the normalization of economic and trade ties with the country. Iran requires guarantees that the other parties to the 2015 nuclear deal will not break their promises once again.
And with that brings us to the end of this World News Bulletin. Thank you all so much for staying with us.
Follow us on social media to stay up to date on the latest global developments. You can keep in touch with us by following us on Twitter at twitter.com/ParsTodayEN. You can also follow IRIB English Radio on Instagram via instagram.com/ParsTodayEnglish.
tell a little about yourself?
I'm Eric Shmanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who taught me the art of writing.
Listeners Special.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, Salam, dear listeners, and warm greetings to you all. Welcome to this week's edition of Listeners Special on this beautiful Sunday, October 31st, 2021. I'm Atefe Erfani, hosting this program today. As you may know, Listeners Special is the Sunday program where your views are presented through emails, letters, and even messages from you. So please contact us and tell us what you think about our broadcasts in IRIB English Radio. If you have any message for our listeners around the world, then record your voice, send it to us, and get your voice heard. Please do remember, Listeners Special, the Sunday program is your program. It's your views that are important. So please don't go away and keep us company until the end of the program. This is Listeners Special, and welcome back to your program, Listeners Special, the Sunday program. As usual, many of you have taken the trouble of sending us reception reports. These reception reports are very useful and important to us, especially to our technicians, engineers, and as you may know, these reception reports actually enable us to provide a better service to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. All of you who have sent in a reception report will be receiving an EQSL card in the time of pandemic. As you may know, traditionally, before the coronavirus pandemic, we used to send you paper QSL cards and the materials and souvenirs of IRIB English Radio. But at the time of the pandemic, this is not possible. So it's for some months that we have been sending you EQSL cards. So here I truly appreciate those of our listeners who have kindly sent us reception reports, including Dilip Kumar from India, one of our regular listeners, Ryan Walsh from the US, and Paco Garcia from Spain. So Dilip, Ryan, and Paco, we want you to know how much we value your support and commitment to IRIB English Radio. And here, I send my warmest greetings and gratitudes to those great listeners who have sent us emails and letters from around the world, from every corner of the world, including Alexei Kolako from Russia, Machi Raju Suba from India, Henry L. Omahe from the Philippines, one of our regular listeners, Shivan Dupol, one of our regular listeners from India, and Ryan Walsh from the US. Many thanks for sending us these emails and letters from around the world. So, after a short break, I will be back with these kind emails and letters. So, please stay with us. Welcome back. It's a beautiful Sunday of autumn. actually in Northern Hemisphere, and here we are back with your kind emails, and that's a great day. As I said, we have an email from Russia from Alexei Kolakov. Alexei Kolakov from Russia says, "Dear IRIB English Radio staff, thank you for replying to my email. Would you please tell me if it is possible to send you via email a reception report on broadcast of the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran and receive paper QSL card in the mail? However, I know it is difficult in the time of Corona. Thank you. First of all, warm greetings to you, Alexei Kolakov from Russia. Many thanks for sending us this email. As I said in the introduction part of the program, sending paper QSL cards and the promotional items of IRIB English Radio to our great and dear listeners around the world is not possible, and that's because of the coronavirus pandemic. So, we have to wait and see when the coronavirus is controlled around the world, and then, of course, we will send our dear listeners the promotional items of IRIB English Radio. Thank you for writing to us, Alexei Kolakov from Russia. Write to us soon, of course, and tell us your views about our programs. And as I said, from India, we have an email from one of our regular listeners, from Shivandapol. Yes, Shivandapol from India says, "Dear English Service, IRIB English Radio staff, greetings from India. I am Shivandapol, living in West Bengal, India, and I am a regular listener of IRIB English Radio. A few days ago, I had the pleasure to listen to your radio. The signal strength was moderate, with a slight noise, but overall reception was moderate. I send recording files of the program as an attachment. I hope my reception report would be helpful to your technicians. Salam and warm greetings to you, Shivandapol from India, and please accept our appreciations to you for sending us this email to your radio, IRIB English Radio. So, you live in West Bengal, India, and that's great. Thank you for sharing your, as you know, your whereabouts to listeners of Listeners Special. And of course, you are a regular listener of IRIB English Radio. So you said a few days ago, you listened to IRIB English Radio and the signal strength was moderate and with slight noise. We will refer to our engineers and technicians about what you explained. And of course, the reception report you sent to us was, of course, very helpful and very useful to our technicians and engineers. Thank you for sharing your experience to us and to our technicians and engineers. Shivantapul from India, many thanks for writing this email to us. We are looking forward to hearing from you very soon. Of course, tell us your views about our programs. Dear listeners, after a short break, I will be back with an email from Philippines from Henry L. Omate, one of our regular listeners. Please stay with us. Welcome back. As I said, from the Philippines, we have an email from Henry L. Omate, one of our regular listeners. Henry says, "Dear friends at IRIB English Radio, greetings from Bacolod City here in Central Philippines. I am one of your listeners from this part of the world. Can you please send me your new shortwave frequency schedule so that I can find and listen to your station easier? Kind regards." Salam and warmest greetings to you, Henry Alomate from Philippines, and thank you for sending us this email. So you live in Bacolod City in Central Philippines, and that's great. Yes, you are one of our regular listeners from this part of the world, from the Philippines. As for your request about sending shortwave frequency schedule, as you may know, it's not possible because of the coronavirus pandemic around the world, but instead you can find the shortwave frequency schedule in our website at www.parstoday.com/en. Thank you for writing this email to us, Henry. Write to us soon. We are looking forward to hearing from you. And again, from India, we have an email from Machu Raju Suba from India. Machu Raju Suba from India says, "Dear IRIB English Radio staff, greetings. I listened to your listeners' special program a few days ago through parstoday.com internet stream. I have to say that it was quite joyful to listen to the comments and music in the program. As you know, in India, the COVID situation is severe. At the time I'm writing this email to you, the lockdown is continuing in several states across India. I request you an EQSL to my report. Thank you." Salam and warm greetings to you, Machu Raju Suba from India. And many thanks for writing this email to IRIB English Radio. So you listened to listeners' special program a few days ago through our website. Actually, through internet stream. As you may know, our dear listeners around the world can find the archive of our programs in our website, parstoday.com/en. Yes, you can find the frequency schedule and the archive of our program and the news. And that's great that you were able to find this program, listeners special, there in our website, and that's great. So you found actually the comments and music in the program joyful, and it's great. It's so inspiring and encouraging to hear that from our dear listeners. And you explained the COVID situation in your country, India, and we're so sorry for that. And we hope that all the people in your country, India, be inoculated in the time of the pandemic. And of course, we are praying for all the people and all the countries around the world to get rid of this disease. So, as you said at the time you're writing this email to us, the lockdown is continuing in several states across your country, India. And as I said, we are so sorry for that. And we pray for the health of the people in your country and, of course, around the world. And as for your request about sending you EQSL, of course, my colleagues will soon send you an EQSL. Thank you. Thank you very much, Machu Raju Suba from India, for writing this email to IRIB English Radio and sharing the news about the coronavirus pandemic in your country. Dear listeners, after a short break, I will be back with the last email, of course, in this program. Please stay tuned. Welcome back. From Ryan Walsh from the U.S., we have an email here. He says, "Dear staff of IRIB English Radio, my name is Ryan Walsh. I am writing a reception report for what I believe was a broadcast from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I can give you the details, and maybe you can clarify if I'm correct about my reception. Thank you so much. I have included an audio file with this email, which may help verify reception. If this was correctly identified broadcast, and if you send QSL cards, I would greatly appreciate one. Thank you for your time. Electronic QSOs can be sent through this email as well. Keep broadcasting. You have avid listeners. Salam and warm greetings to you, Ryan Balls from the U.S. And many thanks for sending us this email. Thank you for sending us reception report, because as I have said several times during this program, that sending actually these reception reports are very useful and helpful for IRIB English Radio. And anyway, thank you for sending us this email and the reception report. Of course, we have received the audio file you attached to this email, and my colleagues will soon send you an electronic QSL or EQSL to you. So, yes, we keep broadcasting, so you keep being our great listener. Ryan Wolf from the U.S., many thanks for sending us this email. Write to us soon and tell us your views about our programs. Tell us which program or programs you like the best. Ryan Walsh. Dear listeners, time tells me that we have to skip to the next section of this week's listeners special, which is, of course, this week's interview, which is conducted with one of our regular listeners. Please take a listen. We hope you'll enjoy it.
Hello there. Hello, everybody in Iran. I hope everybody's okay out there. My name is Adam Santa. I'm from Leicester in England. I am a frequent listener of IRIB. I've been tuning in on the shortwaves for about a year now and again, whenever I get time. I enjoy the show. I enjoy the content. It's a very interesting show. I enjoy hearing about the listeners from around the world. And I hope that everybody is doing well. I think the content is pretty good. I particularly like the interview segments. It's quite interesting when you get people from different parts of the world there. It's quite interesting to hear their perspective on things, simply because you don't really get that on in any other format, really. It's one of the things I enjoy about shortwave radio, is that you can guarantee that sooner or later you're going to pick up a station that has some kind of different perspective on things. So it's quite interesting to do that. I would just like to say, around the world, I hope you're doing well. Continue listening to IRIB, because they're doing a great job. Keep in contact with them. Keep the shortwaves active. I know that the shortwaves aren't exactly as busy as they used to be, so we need to keep that going. And I hope everybody is doing well.
Wishing you all the best in life, especially health in the time of pandemic, and safety, of course. We wrap up this week's edition of Listeners Special. Please keep in touch with us and have a good time.
Listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We'll be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send your emails to EnglishRadio@irib.ir. That is one word, EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.pasttoday.com/en. Our phone number is 00982122013720. Once again, our phone number is 00982122013720. Our profile is also in Facebook. Our address is www.facebook.com/pasttodayenglish. Thank you all for being with RIB English Radio.
Join us in this journey. This is the Heart of Life Pounding. IRIB English Radio.
The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is the way of life. A complete way, it's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now let's listen to Sheikh Salim Bimji.
فقال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد آتيناك سبعا من المثاني والقرآن العظيم. My dear brothers and sisters in Iman, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And so tonight I want to look in the second topic for this evening at Surah Al-Fatiha, the key to the solution of all of our problems. Now, the verse that I began with comes to us from chapter number 15, Surah Al-Hijr, verse number 87. It's a very interesting verse, it's very short. In it, Allah says, وَلَكَدْ أَتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِي وَالْقُرْآنِ الْعَظِيمِ. Indeed, we have given to you, O Muhammad, the seven often repeated verses, سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِي وَالْقُرْآنِ الْعَظِيمِ, and the great Qur'an, this Qur'an which Allah describes as عَظِيمِ, as something which is tremendous, which is something which is great. Now, this particular verse of the Qur'an is interesting on many fronts. And I want to lead into my topic tonight by this verse of the Qur'an. As we said that I want to look at Surah Al-Fatiha tonight and how it is and it presents the solution to all of our problems today as believers, as human beings. Now, this verse, as I said, from chapter 15, verse 87, where Allah tells the Prophet that indeed we have given you the sab'an min al-mathani, the seven often repeated verses. Our scholars, the scholars of commentary of Quran who follow the tradition of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhum as-salam, they have said that one of the interpretations, if not the prime meaning of this verse in their estimation, in their understanding, is Surah Al-Fatiha, the Sab'an min al-Mathani. That's the main opinion. There are other opinions that it refers to seven of the largest chapters of the Quran. But the opinion that we look at tonight is that this refers to Surah Al-Fatiha. And if you look at it in this verse, it's interesting because Allah is saying, we have given you, O Rasul, sab'an min al-mathani, these seven often repeated verses, wal-Quran al-azim. What Allah is saying here is Allah is putting whatever these seven often repeated verses are at the same level as the entire Quran. Sab'an min al-mathani, Al-Quran al-Azim, on the other hand. Two of these become equal in weight. And we'll see in our discussion tonight how this is a reality and how this chapter needs to be infused within our lives. Now, just a few points about this before I go to the main area of discussion for this evening. If this is the interpretation which our scholars have given is accurate, that the Sab'an min al-Mathani are the seven verses of Surah Al-Fatiha, we know that this is the most often recited chapter of the Quran. A minimum of 10 times every day, you and I recite Surah Al-Fatiha. In fact, we have the very famous hadith of our Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, where he says, La salat illa bi fatihat al-kitab. That there is no salat except with the Fatiha, with the opening chapter of the Quran. And you know, just as a side note, in terms of the ahkam, the fiqh, the jurisprudence, if you are in a situation, let's say you don't have much time, the time for, let's say you came home late from school or work and your time for Asr or Dhuhr is very limited, the scholars tell us, the Maraja say that if you need, you can drop the second surah. But Surah Fatiha has to be recited. So you might say, well, I don't have time to recite the two surahs because of this emergency. And in certain circumstances, that is allowed to be dropped. But Fatiha to Kitab is always there. It is a part, integral part of the daily prayers of a believer. Another reason why our scholars tell us that this chapter is so important is it was revealed twice to Rasulullah. You know, I would say that all of the rest of the Quran, from my understanding, was revealed one time to the Prophet. Meaning, when Surah Al-Kawthar came to the Prophet, it came down one time. When Surah Al-Kafirun was revealed to Rasulullah, it was revealed one time. But Surah Al-Fatiha is so important that Allah revealed it twice to Rasulullah. Once in Mecca, and incidentally this was the first complete chapter of the Quran to be revealed, and once in Medina. Now you and I know, and when we go and we teach our children about the basics of Islam, that the very first verse to come down to Rasulullah was the first verses of Surah Al-Alaq, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Iqra, Bismi Rabbika Alladhi Khalaq, Khalaqal Insana Min Alaq. That was the first revelation, the first wahi to Rasulullah. But that's not the first chapter that was revealed. It was not revealed in complete form. Surah Al-Fatiha was revealed in complete form, full totality, seven verses, to Rasulullah. So let me just mention this as we move on, that this first verse of Surah Al-Fatiha, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate, this is a verse like no other. And unfortunately, amongst the Muslim community, there is such a diversity of opinion that sometimes it leaves you scratching your head that where do the scholars get these opinions from? Now, let me first at the outset say this, as Shia Ithna Ashari, Imami Shias, we follow the 12 Imams from Imam Ali to Imam Al-Mahdi. May Allah bless all of them and may Allah hasten the return of our 12th Imam. All of our ulama are unanimous that the basmala, the phrase Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, is a independent part of every surah of the Quran. So yes, it's written at the top of every verse or every surah except for chapter number 9, Surah Tawbah. But it is a part of that chapter. We might not count it as verse number 1, but it is a part of the surah. And as we know, it is an obligation, it is wajib to recite that phrase Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim when we recite the Quran, specifically in the Salat. Now, should you recite the Bismillah if you're just at home reading Quran, it's better to recite it for the barakah of it, because of the fact that the chapter was revealed with it, we should recite the Bismillah as well. But without a doubt, in the Salat, in the daily prayers, for men and women, it is an obligation to recite the Bismillah. Now, do we recite it out loud, like I'm speaking right now, as we pray Fajr, Maghrib, and Isha? Or do we recite it quietly, like we do when we recite Salat al-Dhuhr and Asr? Obviously, we know that for Fajr, Maghrib, and Isha, it's recited, we are highly advised to recite it out loud in an audible voice. For men, for women, if there are non-mahram men present, then it is not allowed for them to recite this out loud or any of the adhkar out loud. But for men, we have to recite it. We should recite it out loud. And obviously, the chapters of the Quran, as for men, for the three prayers, Fajr, Maghrib, and Isha, must be recited out loud. Now, the reason I bring this up, and I say and I emphasize on this point, that we have to recite these out loud. And we know we have the hadith also, just incidentally, from the 11th Imam, Imam Al-Askari, alayhi salatu wassalam, in which he tells us that the alamat of the Shia, or the alamat of the believer, are five. One of them is a ziyarat of arba'een, wearing a ring on the right hand, putting the forehead on the dust of on dirt when we go into sajda, belief in the mi'raj of the Prophet being a physical mi'raj, and the one thing he says is to recite the bismillah jahran in a open voice.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adi Alimun Halim Hakimun Mati.
You have just listened to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran broadcasting. The Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran is broadcast daily from 1920 to 2020 UTC on the following frequencies. Shortwave, 49 meters, 6040 kilohertz for Europe, and 25 meters, 11,880 kilohertz for Southern Africa, and FM 91.5 megahertz for Tehran. You can also listen to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran on Hotbird, Eutelsat 3B, and Iransat or BAD 5, and via the internet. Our internet address is pastoday.com/en. And now you can listen to IRIB English Radio via your mobile phone. Please refer to our website for the details. Please send your correspondence to the English program, P.O. Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran, or email us to englishradio@irib.ir. We would be very pleased to have your comments about our audio quality and other means. Thank you.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
Hame ba wujood ghudde saratani Israel mukhalifim.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
Majh mushtarak hame wahdat ummat islami.
Unity of Islamic ummah. is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
September 2nd, 2021. On the occasion of the National Government Week, President Raisi and the cabinet members met with Imam Khamenei in the Imam Khomeini Hosseiniya during the first days after the formation of the 30th administration.
The goal was to encourage the people to rise for justice so that that society will be a just society. Well, we are behind in these areas and we have to work a great deal. In my opinion, every resolution that you pass and every bill that you draft in the administration and every directive that you issue in your organization should have a section on justice. You should take care not to let your decrees and your methods damage justice and violate the rights of underprivileged classes. This caution should always exist. You should ensure this with a written addendum. Or you should prepare your draft in a way that justice will be ensured. Sometimes a managerial method and a common practice do harm. We have really seen these cases. Today, too, there are some habits in our affairs that should be corrected. These habits exist in various areas, primarily in the area of justice and distributing the resources of the country.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
These resources should really be distributed in a fair manner. However, in the present time, this is not the case in some areas. Of course, when I say this, it does not mean that there is an ulterior motive in play. But for example, in the area of energy and oil, an official in the previous administration delivered a report to me recently showing that the hidden subsidies for oil in the year 1399 amounted to $63 billion. Well, who receives these subsidies? Who benefits more from the country's oil and petroleum resources? A significant and important number of the people do not benefit from this subsidy at all. However, officials have calculated that $63 billion, that is 1,500 billion tumans, are allocated to this subsidy, which is more than the budget for the year 1399. Well, this is only an example that I cited. Of course, I am not offering advice on oil. You should examine it on your own and see what you can do.
Radio Global Mission. This is IRIB English Radio.